Mitzvahim Lamed Aleph by the Rosh Hashiva Gimel Shvat Tavshin Mem Vav, January 13th, 1986, on Monday. Continued.
On Shabbos, from the house, and I'm walking in the direction of the Fallen Temple, because if I'm going to the Fallen Temple, so I shouldn't walk to a shul 5 miles away, because a vicious person will be chesed me that I'm walking to the closest synagogue, which is a Reformed temple. Only when the observer reasonably will accuse me. So here, as far as Bishlam is concerned, so the observer, if he accuses, he will not be reasonable. Why should he accuse him? Maybe, of course, he doesn't know Chol Bishlam. And that's something unusual. I mean, who boils, who cooks in Chol Bishlam? But so he'll assume that it's not Chol Bishlam, it's Chol Beimo. But let him tell the kashrus he's doing as before. Not let's say Rachel. That's it. So when the Mechava says, also if Ashil be Cholov Isho, the Marasayim, the Mechava doesn't mean Levashil. Levashil is Mutter, there is no Marasayim. But it means to eat it. In other words, because we find in Tanakh the term Bishul in respect Achil. I don't remember where is that, but I think it's in Melachim, at the end of Melachim. Connection with Christio by Vashua Sapesach, I think so. So there it means Vayechua Sapesach. So he says, Do Yochelish and Vashua Tzirkapu Yishol Bori, Vayo Osa the Vashua and Olechi, Yichim Ashkosam Chabu Sifei Osa the Vashua, Al Kocho, Tzorch Lama Lifo Shilocho, Vichai Gabu Motzinu Bimikho Mishne, the Akhtel Achil of Loshim Bishop. That by Vashlo is a Pesach in Lohi, and there it means Vayecho is a Pesach. Vayecho is a Pesach. So, in other words, now let's see the Sifra Mitzvahs of the Rambam. Kuf Pizayin, as if I'm meeting this, the lava was in the hollow. Pergidalot mit Machos Asuras Allah Yud. Koloichlin Asuin in Chai Valeim Achiyich Aleison Derech Hanoi. Chutnibos of the Holo, Koloi Akerem, לפי שלא נאמר בהם אכילה, אלא הייתי יישר החילוסון בלושן החרס, בלושן בישול ובלושן הקדש. Isn't that strange, בלושן הקדש? Why? Of course it's בלושן הקדש. The whole Torah is בלושן הקדש. Why is that I'm saying? אלא הייתי יישר החילוסון בלושן החרס ובלושן הקדש. I mean, what's the meaning of that expression, Loshna Kiddush? And why is it important? Suppose he said, it's not a bit Loshna Kiddush, it had been in another language. The Gemara Chazal say that Onechi is Loshna Mitzri. So, would it be different? I mean, why did he mention Ube Loshna Kiddush? And no one makes any comment. The answer is, Loshna Kiddush, because in Loshna Mikro and Shach says, we find Bishl in the Ses in the sense of Achille. By Vashlois Apesna in Lochin Beis, in connection with Chizkiyo HaMelech. So that's what it means. In other words, the question is, how does the Rambam and Yekudin Floyim, Pirosh HaMishnah in Chri says, base the whole aloche upon Rabbi Abuye's aloche. Rabbi Abuye says, come up, Shneva, Yechol Yisrael, Yisrael. But what's the whole of it doesn't say, Yechol Yisrael. It says, Lo Yisibashel, Gdi Bachalei Vimei. So there are three Yisibashels. So just as there is one Yisibashel, Ligava Achille, there is one Yisibashel, Ligava Noe. So why should Achille be on a higher level, on a more serious level than Anoye? On Achille there is Malkes, on Bishol there is Malkes, on Anoye there is no Malkes. Because in final analysis, it's based upon Rabbeinu's halacha. The answer is, because the Torah uses Loisibashil Yibachalitne three times, and Biloshna Kedesh, and Biloshna because the Shach says it's in Pizayin, so Bishul is used in the sense of Achille. So if it had been used three times, then I would say, all right, sometimes it's used in the sense of Achille. But normally Bishul is Bishul. But since it's used three times, so it couldn't be that the Torah reiterates three times the Yisar of Bishul. So obviously, the Yisar of Bishul, the Loshin Bishul is used Loshin HaKedesh, Loshin HaMichro, in the sense of Achille. And Mimele, and the Yisar of Bishul itself is only also Yisar Achille, the Shach says. Yitzirach Refuye, there is no Yisar. So obviously there is a Gilul HaKol, it's a Kalachimah of logic. If the Torah says Bishul Yitzirach Achille, and there is an extra Bishul which is superfluous, and Loshna Kedesh, Bishul can be used in the sense of Achille. So it is obvious that one Bishul means Achille. One Bishul means Bishul. And one Bishul means Achille. And the main Yisar is Achille, because even Bishul is only also Tzerach. Tzerach Refuye, Bishul is not even Moser. So Mele, why is Anoy Oser? Because the fact that they are three Yisivashils is the equivalent as if the Torah had used a Loshon of Lisayecha Lisayecha, because it's used Loshon HaKedesh, and the Loshon Mikro the Shach says it's in Pizayin. So Bishul Kemin Achille, Kemin Achille. So Mimele, as a result of the three Lisayevashels, it's considered as if the Torah had used a Loshon HaKedesh. Because it's Loshna Kedesh. So Mele, In final analysis, it is based upon Kabbalah's law. Okay. I want to start the Sugya. I want to start the Sugya of Pikuach Nefesh, because I said it, I'll discuss it, it might even be in there, so. אם נמא בכל נפשך, לא נמא בכל מידך. אם נמא בכל מידך, לא נמא בכל נפשך. אלי מלוך, אם יש אותו שיקרו פרחון, לא נמא, וכך נמא בכל נפשך. ויש אותו שיקרו פרחון, לא נמא בגופי, וכך נמא בכל מידך. רש, בכל משחק, נפלו בישור הנוי, לא מנהל חום מידךו, גיימר החומית, מידךו means all your money. In English it's translated חום מידךו with all your might. So maybe those who translate it, some may not be schabbel of the goofy. So that's why they translate חום מידךו with all your might. Not חום נפשךו with all your might, but חום מידךו. גיימר החומית משנה מידי, ומפורש לפי שפומים, שזה חובי, ופומים שזה חובי. לקחו צחוקו שניהם, לימר, אין מסברכו, יסי אמנה חובי מולכו, והמשחפי ועשה השירון נראה כמיבו. Now, isn't that strange? Is there a normal person who is חובי of me is a natural? If a person is חובי בו, Mumaini is a mafia, I think he should be locked up. He's crazy. I mean, a normal person, even the stingiest person, but if he has to spend $1 million in curing himself from a serious sickness, he'll do it. He'll do it. So where is there such a person? And then there's the Gemara in Chum, the Gabi Yaakov Avinu. The Pachan Chani, Yaakov Avinu was misnefesh himself to cross the Yabok because of Pachan Chani. Shetzadikim lametcho, shetzadikim chviva alim omeinam yeisam migufa. Yeisam migufa. Why? Lifishim peshtim migefa. This is somebody who is not particular about taking somebody else's money. He can be very extravagant, you know. He can be very extravagant in spending a lot of money because he doesn't have to work so hard, you know, to make money. He can do it through unethical means too, you know, through robbery and exploitation and so on. But the tzaddik will not be in any impossible shall put it unfairly. Some melee. So every penny requires involves a lot of work and toil. So it's How can we consider? But the pshat is as follows. Yesh lecho, odom, shemomeinei chobibolov mikufei doesn't mean that a person, well, let's say, if a gangster will tell a multimillionaire, now you give me $1 million, if not, I kill you. And the millionaire will assume that a gangster is going to do it. He'll give me $1 million and $10 million, and if he has $1 billion, he'll give me $1 billion. Even if he's the stingiest person. But many people, so they have such a regard for the money, they'll take a risk with their life. Not vadai, vadai sakon, but yachshav sakon. Many people do that. Do it constantly. risk their lives in order to make more and more money. So that's Momenum Chavivavavigo. And this is what the Gemara means, Tzadiki Momenum Chavivavigo. That, you know, that, let's say, a peal who goes up on a tree, you know, so it also takes a risk to keep it fall down. But it's not the Baris Akone. So he assumes that nothing will happen to him. So some people will not assume risks because of money. And some people will assume risks. This is what the Gemara means. Momenu Chavivavigo. Not keep treating. That would be abnormal. יש לו יש אומר שמי חוב גופי ייקח לו בכל מועד לאחור כי עושה רוב נמרפיכן הם בכל משחקי חוץ מהביזור בגלל הרייס ישפחו דומים הביזור הוא אדם מורון בגלל הרייס ישפחו דומים ניתניה רבי מי הקשיוק משרבי הוא צוחי נפש כי הדבר הזה כי מה אם יריציח את נער אמרוסו הרי זה בו למה אם ימצא מה שצריך נער אמרוסו, מה נער אמרוסו נתנת לו לנפשי, אף יצריך נתנת לו לנפשי, אם נער אמרוסו נתנצח, מה יצריך יורד על יעביר, אף נער אמרוסו תורם על תעביר. ושפחס דומי עם גוף ונולון, סברו, כאהו דוסו יקם לרובה, אומלי, אומלי, מורד רואה, אומלי, זיל קטל לפני, ולא יקטלין לו, אומלי נקטלוכו, ולא יסיקתל, מה יכול להיות דידו ודידוך שמקטבי, תאו מדומה דהוגב ושמקטבי. Alright, now let's see the Rashi. It's as long as we started. Lomo נמא בכל מידי החום ימא רחובי משניהם בידיי ומפורש לפי שפורמים שזה חובי ופורמים שזה חובי וכך קוצרו בשניהם לימי ברחו יצא מהחובי ולכו והמשחפי והצעה שירו נראה כמי דבור Now we discussed the שיטס הרב that הבזרה ידי גימו הווירס It's also Yorad Boyavi. You know, it is interesting that many Rabbonim in Rosh Hashibes today, they mention the Din of Apizraye, the Gimla Veres, as if they'd been in the Roposhet. But most Rishayim don't agree with that Aloha. The Mechaba doesn't pass by it. The Ramon mentions the Shitesara. But that doesn't mean that there are more paskins like that. He mentions, all right, maybe there are more paskins like that. But most Rishonim don't even agree with the halacha of Abizrael, the Abizore, Abizrael, the Arayes, Abizrael, Shechazomim. The Ran agrees with the Shite, and there is one more Rishi who mentioned the Shite of Abizrael. That's Rabbi Yehine in Shari Tshuva, and Rabbi Yehine is the same Chavah, same edition in his Perush and Pirkei Avos. So he says, "Atzei Asheiro is Osea," because it's Abizrael and Abizore. And Tamid from Barumot, Tzapirim Achidah Yeder Baishishish is Osea because of Abizrael Arayes. And what is Abizrael Shechazonim? So Rabbi Yehine says, Abinah says, Mal Nechaveh Brani is a Israeli Shalom. And according to Rabbi Yehine, so it's your Boyabir and Mal Nechaveh Brani, according to Rabbi Yehine. According to Rabbi Yehine. But all the other Rishonim don't agree with the Shita of Abisrael. For example, Rashi. Rashi says, Vamisrape Batsa Shiro, Nirek Medebo. Why does he say Nirek Medebo? Because the love of the Yidovid B'yot Chomun Me'achire or the Sobi Tebel B'secho Nenem Abilizore is Abisrael Abilizore why Nirek Me'elimo? Apparently Apparently Rashi agrees with the Ri. Nira Levine Mayrek in Shiochel is Rabbi Mishoretzi. El Rose, Tigena in the Shady, we should do a Rache, we should also meet it with Rabbi Dizore. We got the Bendome, the Rabbi Dizore Pelcheni, Shenosh Renohosh, Ubo Yakov Ishkva Sahanya the Rapesi, Loinicher and Shmuel, we should minus Mashre, in the forest Beroshalme, Pelchmina Shotim, But some will say that Yaakov Ishpar Sanchanye was one of the apostles. I mean, the Talmidim of the Eseish, I mean, of the alleged Talmidim of the Eseish. So, yes, some will say it. Aval Tarbeisha Shore, Kedavgin Hosom de Babuye, Romele Yaakov Mine, Same Ashk. Tesfes is definitely chelik and ram, because according to Ram, it's not afkel the lachash. And when in the lachash, he mentions the Shem Avizor, because any leaf, any herb that grows anatzah sheyo, so is also because of Abizrael, the Avizor. So we see, and Rashi agrees with this, because he emphasizes nirekimedebo. So in other words, only because when it's al dilachash, so it's nirekimedebo. Now the question is, how munefshach if it's al dilachash? So that's grounded in a leaf, I mean. Chas v'sholem, the lachash of Abdizore could kill people, chas v'sholem. The answer is, as the Rambam explains, the Gemara, kol dovo she'pgei b'im shum refuye, ein b'im shum da'ake meir. So the Rambam is the kashe, v'af al tishin ador meir. Then, so the Rambam says, what time is it now? 35 after?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Lilchesh al Mekeman Shiche, but Philip Shabbos, the Yashin title Chazak Libe, Aval Pishin Adolom Meilko. So the Rambam, I mean, how can Hefrefue, Kol Shtomashim Refue, I mean, it's based, is grounded in superstition. The answer is he believes in it. So it's important for him, you know, what they call a placebo effect. So, in other words, so that the same answer, there is a lachash v'abdizore, could be a refuye, saving from sakone. It could, if he believes in it. So then the lachash v'abdizore could cure it. It's a placebo. So that's the aloche, dilme mashche. So mele, he's mechuyev to misanefesh. But, just from Atzashayo, when there is no Shoshe of Mashcher, so then he's not Mechoyet Mizanevish. So that means that Rashi and Tesis are both Chilik and the Shite of Abizrai. Shite of Abizrai. Now, ושפיכות דמים, כי דין אמרו ליערי ישראל חברך, במלאב דמרי. Now, from this לשון ברש"י, one could be מדייק, but I don't think it is true, that the הלוכה of יואל ויאבה בשפיכות דמים applies only to Israel and not to a גנוכה. But that's inconceivable, because the aloha of Yod Bar Yaveh, true, that by Nakum there is no Chiyuv Mrs. Bezdin. But the Rambam says, if somebody kills a Nakum, so he's a Ritzeach, he's Chiyuv Mrs. Shamay, and that's a Mechilte. Mechilte. Ki, what the Lashon HaPasuk? יוזי דיש על ראיו, שחוגי ואומו, ממזבח את כוחן ולמוס. So the Mechil says, איסי מיודי מאיר, איסי מיודי מאיר, מי שניתנו התאירו, הוא קום, because before what the Torah went, so one was high when he said, even if he killed an akum, the same the mayor. So if he killed an akum, he's high when he said, and lachmat not there, is hope, but lachamat in Teiro, who come, the Omro, Teiro, potam in the Odom, bechai in the Shomai. So that's why the Rambam says that if somebody kills an Akum, he's chai in the Shomai. And where is the Chiv in the Shomai? Shefer dam Odom, bo Odom, dom e Yishofi. Any Odom. So there is a Chiyuv Mishmayim, and the Rambam Shiti is that any Ritzich, where there is an Issa Ritziche, so then there's a Chiyuv Mishmayim, because there are many Ritziches where his potter of Mishmayim says, for example, here is a tree for his potter, or Hikua Sovnurim Asoromakilis, his potter, that Grome is potter, Kopsel Gnari, but the Ritzeach is, he's able to see also. So the Rambam says, you know, this Ritzeach is first nefesh, that if somebody killed or the Krome, or he killed an Atum, a Gatesho, or a Trefe, or a Mino, a Tuas, or a Nyodom, Basor Makleis, where is the Ritzeach, where there is a Nisa of Ritzeotso, but there is a Ptur of Mrs. Besden, so there is a Chiyuv Mishmayim. So since there is, and Isar Tzicha by Akum,
So it should certainly be Yod Vayaber. Why Yod Vayaber depends upon the Chiyuv Nisei. And suppose an anus forces him to an anus forces him to kill a treife. It's also Yod Vayaber. It doesn't depend upon the Chiyuv Nisei. So why does Rashi say Yisrael? As a matter of fact, someone mentioned a big Ben Torah and the Talmud Chochem. So he mentioned in Israel to a newspaper man, that according to Rashi, it's not Yisrael Yahweh, and Shpachus Domim or the Goy. And that was a big wonder, because it devours the Chil Hashem, you know, there. We have so many secular Jews, you know, in Israel. In Israel, they're all over. So, but I think that Rashi mentions it Lav Davki. Rashi mentions Lav Davki. In other words, because an anus would never force a Jew to kill an anus. An anus would force a Jew to kill a Jew, but it never happened that an anus should force a Jew to kill a goy. That never happened. So he mentioned Yisrael Chaveichom. What is Ladav? And I mean, of course it's Yod Vayaber. There is Lisir Tzoch by Natu. I mean, the Rabbon. Rabbon at the end of Mavakame says that the Siyotzoch applies at the end of Mavakame. You look it up at the end of Mavakame, Mamish at the end of Mavakame. So he says that the Siyotzoch applies to Akumoto, and then there is a Beferish of Yerushalayim. I am not going over inside because it's late, but I'll tell you where it is, the Yerushalayim. In Akizor, that is Yod Vayaber, and Shechus Domim Lovenakus. Not only Egyptation, but even Nakum is either a Zionist in Neach, but until it's Nidma Dinei, there is an Isar Tzichel with Yod Vayaber. I'll just tell you, I can't, it's too late. Go over inside. But I'll tell you what it is. Yeah, it's Perikim Amidim in Abizore, and it's Daches Omedal. And when you go over that Yerushalmi in conjunction of the, so he says, Yerushalmi says, Shomo Lehavekes is plainly, so it's Yod Vayaber. So he says, Nochi binochi, Nochi bi Yisrael chaye, Yisrael binochi potter. What does it mean, potter? Avlosa. So even when he's forced under the threat of killing him, so he's potter, of course he's potter. But it's also the same washing that is used in Sanhedrin in connection with the Ered Akum, that it's potter, so Rashi points out. But the Rabbosa also means Lysiotoch, not just Osiris, but it means Lysiotoch. So it's in the Perish Yerushalmi, in the Perish, the Imami, that is Yod Vayaber. So when Rashi says, Arif Yisrael Chaveicho, it's Lav Davki.
Shir Lamed Hei in Pesachim Bar Lo Shishiva Zayin Adar Aleph Hei Tov Shemem Vav, February 16th, 1986 on Sunday.
So let's go over the Gemara. Oh, again, Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Yechol Nisrapin Chutz Matzi Hashem. Yechol Nisrapin Apinu Bishura Moe Chutz Matzi Hashem. היכה דומה, הנה היא מדיקס הקונה אפילו עשה שעונם בלרקס הקונה אפילו כל איסור ישבתי עונם מלא לילום דיקס הקונה ואפילו הוכה את השיר עולות תניה רב לזרים היא אם נמה בכל נפשך עולמה בכל מועידי החור הנה בכל מועידי החור ונמה בכל נפשך הרבים הלוך יש עולם שגופי חור ובולות ממני לקחת נמה בכל נפשך ויש עולם שעולמי חור מגופי לקחת נמה בכל מועידי החור כי עושה רובין אומר רבי יחם ומעצי רשפס לא נמה בכל מועידי החור עם החובית משניהם בידיי ומפורש לפי שפונים שזה חובי ופונים שזה חובי לקחו צריכו שניהם להימרי וברחו יצא מן החובי ולכו והמשחק מבצע שירו נראה כמי דבון Now, before the vacation so we went over the Gemara once I raised a question, I mean could you visualize a normal person We're not talking about insane, crazy people, but a normal person who is momeni cholvo of migufei. That's abnormal. The stingiest person, if he has to save his life, he'll be ready to give away $1 billion. So how does the Gemara say? יש לך אדם שמומני חביב עליו מגופי? The answer is, it's true, of course. Every person will give away all his money in order to save his life, if he's sure that it's one or the other. But if it's a gamble, so then there are certain people who are ready to risk with their lives in order to make money. We see that all the time. We see that all the time. I mean, people volunteer for all kinds of things. I mean, all kinds of things in the name of science, in the name of this, in the name of that. But in final analysis is that they are ready to risk their lives. Why? Because they don't think that they will die. They'll get killed. So they're ready. But if he's sure, so then no one is a momeni cholvo. So this was the more says, of course you have crazy people who are ready to commit, you know, suicide in order to kill Jews, all right? I mean, we're not talking about crazy people, you see, but normal people. So momeni cholvo means that they are ready to risk the life for money. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says about Yaakov Avinu, so he crossed the Mavo Yabok because of Pachim Ketanim. So the Gemara says, Tzadikim, Momenum Cholvo Al Migufo. So the Rishayim explained it because, you know, for a Tzadik, every penny that he makes, you know, he works hard. Igia Kapecho Kisich Lashvecho Teiloch. It's not easy. So that's why it's Momenu Chol Gufis. And Morris says that about Yaakov Avinu. The answer is over there, he crossed the Mavo Yabok. All right, in the end, it turned out that he found himself face to face with the Malach, you see. So who wrestled with him, you see. But it wasn't a Vada Sakone, it was a Shosh of Sakone. So even tzaddikim sometimes are ready, you know, to assume a certain risk because of Pachim Ketanim. Because of Pachim Ketanim. So this is what the Gemara says. Yesh lecha odom shemomei nechovo migufei. So we shouldn't say that it's veiche, he's an onus. No, he's not an onus. Because kechol meidecho. And yesh lecha odom Goofy Chavon, many they are not ready to risk their lives, even because of the Choshe of Sakonis the Foshes, because of money. So that's why the Torah says the Honach. For that we said, when he went over the Gemara the first time. Alright. Now Rashi says, Lomanera Bahomai Deho, Jena Rahobi Mishne Vidaye, Umiforesh like Shaponim Shizahobi, Uponim Shizahobi, Likahutsuhu Shnei Lema Rehei Bilkiraho, Yesam Nahobi Varaho, Bamisrapi Beati Ashero, Nira Kimedevo, Nira Kimedevo. So from Rashi's Roshni, it's much more. That Rashi does not agree with the Shita of Abisrael, the Gemara bears. You see, because here we have a Machlekes Hashem. The Gemara says, "Bechol Mishrat in Chutz Mas Hashem." Why? Because Abizore is your Goliath. So Abizore, you understand? But Atze Ashero is Abizore. As Ashero is not Abizore. It's a Niser of Nene, me Abizore. So it's a lot. So if somebody is nene Abri Zore, so the halacha is Abri Zore, or the Rambam says whether it's Abri Zore or the Kriyas Abri Zore or Mishamchi Abri Zore, so he's able to love of Lysovitevel Bisecho and the love of Lysovitevel Bisecho. Now, Yidobi Yotchum Nachirem applies to anything that has a Shem Chirem. So what is a Shem Chirem? A Shem Chirem has Abrizor is Chirem. Abrizor is Chirem. But then, if somebody is Nene from the Shlal of Iran Yachas, it also has a Shem Chirem. It's also even love of Yidobi Yotchum Nachirem. Because it has a Shem Chirem, the Shlal of Iran Yachas. And Abrizore has the Shem Chirem. So, it's not Abrizore. If somebody is named Abrizore, he's Chayim Ise. Abrizore means if he's Eile Abrizore. It's Mishtachte, or he's Zeveach, Sheikh Abrizore, or he does, he worships Abrizore, Kiderech Oedim, every Abrizore according to the way it's worshipped by its worshipper. But this is an Iser that is related to Abrizor. So the Ramban and the Ran say that when we say Abrizor Gila Rayas in Shvichus Domim is Yorba Yaveh, so it's not only Abrizor itself, Gila Rayas itself, and Shvichus Domim itself. Even the Abizrael, the Abak, Abizrael means the pertinences. That or the abak, the dust of Abrizore, so that is related to Abrizore to Gilarayas and Tishvachos Domim. So is also Yogodav. Now the Ran spells out Abrizore and Gilarayas. Tishvachos Domim doesn't mention that Abizrael and Tishvachos Domim is Yogodav, but Rabbi Yehi in Shari Tshuve and in his Peir Shampirki Obes says that by Shvechus Domim also Abizrael the Shvechus Domim is Yor Goyav. Abizrael Abrizore is the Iser of Lysovitevel Bisecho. Lysovitevel Bisecho. So that's Abizrael Abrizore and Abizore. Abizrael Gilarayes, according to the Ran here in Sochim, so is like the Iser of Berisha Bimidas Tumosol Isikha Pulgalis Arboso Aler B'chayel. According to the Rambam, it's Lav Gomo. It's Lav Gomo. There is Malkes, it's a Chibot Nishuk, and so on. So Mele, so on that, if it's Derech Taive, so it's Lav the Reis, and that's Abizrael the Reis. How about Abizrael the Shechzami? The Ram doesn't mention Abizrael the Shechzami. One could say there is a difference, because Abizore and Arayes, so it's a Gzeres HaKosuv that is Yorgo Yaveh. So the Gzeres HaKosuv implies not only Abizore itself, not only Arayes, Gil Arayes itself, but even the Abizrael of Abizore, even the Abizrael of Gil Arayes. Mashenki Shechus Domim, it's not a Kosuv, it's a Svore. My Chosis, maybe the Svore is only Shayach in regard to Shechus Domim itself, but not in regard to the Abizrael Shechus Domim. One could argue that way, but Rabbi Yehi says Abizrael Shechus Domim is also Yehovah Yahweh. was ist auf das Heilige Programm, maugend nach Haber bereit. And he mentions the Gemara in Seite. The Gemara in Seite says, How do we know that? From Tomo. Because when Yehuda, tried to mete out the punishment against Tomo, he didn't know that she conceived from him. So he thought that she was mizanel someone else. So Tomo didn't say directly that she conceived from him. Why she didn't want to embarrass him publicly. But he said, the one I am conceived from, the one whose objects I have, you know. So then no one knew, but Yehuda knew. So Neyachri, and even though Yehuda said, Hoitziyo v'sisore, so still she was ready to suffer Mise, rather than to embarrass Yehuda publicly. So the Gemara says in Seite, Neyachri Rodom, Shiyadu Asatzman, Zechtif Shanaish, Baal Yavud Nechavibaran. The truth is that Daskin in Balatesis mentions the name of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid on the Parsha Vayishev of the Tziyu of Yisisoret. So he says, Chas V'Sholem, that Yehuda tried to mete out capital punishment. Well, right? She wasn't guilty of capital punishment. I mean, what was it? I mean, she was a Pnuyeh, I mean. She was a Pnuyeh. But not even a Yeshiv, she was a former Torah and everything. But he says that Yehuda was the Rosh of his people, and he was like his state, and then they had a minhag. Then, that if a woman was Mizane, so then they made it burn on her body as a simon of shame. So that's the idea of the song. That's been about Jesus. And by Yeshiv says that. Alright, but, so Rabbi Yehuda currently understands this Gemara in Seite Kipshute, literally, that Niach Rodom, Lehatsa Asma Sechtif Shanaish, Mamish Mise, Val Yalt Rabir Barabim, so he explains it on the basis of Ozul Sumke Vosa Chivre, so Mog Nechadir Barabim is Ab Israel Shardom. But that is mentioned. And that Gemara of Niach Rodom Shiyatu Asatna Sechtif Shneish or Yaud Mechadir Barabim. So this is the Kashi. Why doesn't the Gemara in Sanhedrin mention it that it's Yaud Barabim? So from this thesis we see that thesis doesn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda, because if thesis doesn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda, so it is mentioned. Because the Gemara mentions Shechuzomi, and this is of Israel Shechuzomi. So why does the Tesis ask, why does the Gemara in Sanhedrin mention Mavdi Haber Barabi? So Tesis says, in the Teretz, because the Gemara only mentions that which is Mifuresh. But Mavdi Haber Barabi is not Mifuresh. What does it mean? It's not Mifuresh. If it's Yor Bariyadah, it's Yor Bariyadah. Apparently, according to Tesis, it doesn't mean that one is mechuyev to be Mesa Nefesh himself for a moment for Abraham. First of all, taste the shita here in Pesachim is not like the shita of the Ram, that there is a loche of a bisrayed abdizor, a bisrayed gila rice. Some melee, he tastes, you see, the Ram says, the whole is rapin chutz me'atze ashlom, that it means, even if the reif is said, hobi olin stam, he needs a certain herb to cure himself. And that herb can only be found on a tree that was dedicated to Avizor. You don't have any other tree doesn't have that herb. So it's Yalvaya. It's Yalvaya. According to the Ram. Why? Because of Abisrael Avizor. But Esa says, Nira Levi, the Mayreki Genshin Yochel is Rabbi Mishoretzi. El Bazeki, now in the shading, in the shading, this we should do a rachel, in other words, the mention of Lachash, a mean of Abrizore, she is Lacha, which we also need to pass Abrizore, we got the Mendome, the Abrizore, Pershemi, Shenosh Chenochosh, Ubo Yaakov ish Pasachangel, the Rapesei, the Lenicher of Yishmoel, Mishum Dinis Mashre, und vor ich bin euch auch mehr für die Stimme Schotzin, schon ihr Weiz am Jürgisch lebe ich im Saar, aber auch mit der Beische Schore, die dann bin und Hossam, der aber wohl Romele Jakob Nine Somme Aschke. So er kommt mit der Isles, if somebody said, if the baby said, how do we all stand, but we can't find that herb, except an Azashir. Then of course, it's the Yichay. Pikuach Nefesh Dicha Shabbos. Shabbos is more homo than the Yisach of the Yisach of the Yisach. So this is also the Yisach. It's also the Yisach. There is no Aloha of Israel. But the reason as to why here it's Yodol Yavir, as Rashi says, V'amisrapi v'atza Asher on Yirik Medebo. Yirik Medebo. So that's on Yishayach. If the Reife spells out, he spells out, you know, the medicine from the Atzah Asheron, and then he gives the impression that the reason as to why it's effective is because of the help given by the Avizor. So, and people, you know, Elam Delam, and they'll believe it. And they'll believe it. And since they'll believe it, so it's effective also. I mean, as the Rambam explains, Kol Dovah Sheyesh B'Mishum Rifuei B'Mishum Da'at Amir, how can Da'at Amir, which is exclusively based upon superstition, have a curative and therapeutic effect? So the Rambam says, that's the concept of placebo. You know, today they talk about placebo. In other words, that if you tell a person this is an antibiotic tablet, and even though it is just a vitamin, so in certain situations it might have therapeutic value. I mean, no one knows, no scientist knows how to explain the concept, the phenomenon of placebo, but there is such a thing. So who is the one who discovered the concept of placebo? The Rambam. It's not a new concept. So he says, since in their stupid mind they believe in these superstitions, so it has a placebo effect. So here too, let's say somebody is trying to cure himself through the healers of Christian Science, and he's so stupid he believes in it, so it might have therapeutic effect too. Why not? Placebo. So in such a case, it's Yahweh Yahweh. It's Yahweh Yahweh, because nearly commendable. That's the issue. But if the Reiki said, hopefully only stand, doesn't care where you drop it, but it just happens, he can't find it except Matzah Sheol, then it's Yahweh Yahweh. The Ram Shiti is not like that. So takes the Shiti years. So this is really kind of the whole concept of Abizrael. The only Rishon who mentions a Bizraya, I say in English, not only Rishon, but to mentions it in detail is the Ram. But the Ram, the Ramban, yes or no, also mentions the concept of a Bizraya, that on the three Averis, not only the Averis themselves, but even the Avak of the Averis, so is Yehovah Yaver. And he mentions, Behold Misrapin Chutz Me'atza Hashemo. But Tesis and Rashi Achille, Tesis and Rashi apply it only to the case where the right face spells out Me'atza Hashemo. And allegedly, and he purports that it cures the person because of the help given by the Avizor. And he does cure, because people in their stupid minds, they believe in it, so it has a placebo effect. So in Melee, there is an Indian of, there is a chiyuv of Yehovah Yahweh. But only Stam, there is no chiyuv of Yehovah Yahweh. So in Melee, Teisves, Lishitose in Seite, couldn't explain it on the basis of Abisrael Shechotam. Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Ram and the Ramban that there is a concept of Abisrael Arayis. Abisrael Abisor. So there is a concept of Abisrael Shechotam also, even though one does not necessarily follow from the other. But Teisves rejects the whole concept of Abisrael, some Nele. Teisves says the Kashe, why isn't Malden the Chavir of Rabbi mentioned in the Gemara in Sanhedrin among the things that it shows by others? He will tell it. The Gemara only mentions that which is Mifuresh. But here it's not Mifuresh. We only learn it out from Tomo. But this is Mulanak, but not Mulanak. How we learn it out. But they are Futsi Zemes, so what difference does it make? So the Pshat and Teisves is, I think, that on Mount Nechavir Barabim there is no Chiyuv of Yehovah Yahweh. So the Gemara doesn't say Chayuv Odom Hatzel Atzmei L'Sirkit Shanaish V'al Yal Nechavir Barabim. The Gemara says Neach Lev Yehovah. So it's in his Chsidus. Of course, Tomo was in a very high Madrege. But it's a real Chsidus. It's a real Chsidus. The Gemara Chsidus mentions about Rav Amram Chaside, that he also was ready to sacrifice his life in order not to embarrass a poor man. Rav Amram Chaside was accustomed to give matan anin b'seiser. So he used to put out behind his house, behind the door, certain money or food, you know, for the army, and the army used to come and pick it up. And the army thought that Rav Amram Chaside doesn't even know who is the beneficiary of Rav Amram Chaside's bounties. So one time, as the army picked it up, so Rav Amram Chaside opened the door and he saw that the army is coming. So he didn't want to embarrass the Oni. So he ran into a furnace so that the Oni would think that the Rav Amram Chaside didn't see. So the Gemara says, because of Neach Lev Yehovah, Shiyatu Atzmei Sechtif Shereish, Adam Nechadra. So it's a little sinus for people who are high madrega like Rav Amram Chaside. That's what Jesus means. It's not Mifuresh. Not because Yalfuse is not that one is Mechuyet. Tomo acted that way. So, Tomo was a big Sadekes Tomo. So, Mele, she acted that way. But it's only the Chassides. So, I mean, what Rabbi Yehoshua is, that it's, there is a din of Yehovah Yahweh on the basis of Abitzayish Kutamon. But Rabbi Yehoshua is the only one. The Ramban and the Ram mention of Israel in respect of Israel and the Lachais. But not in respect to Shechotami, and it's very mistaken that according to the Ramban and the Ram, there is a basic distinction between Abizor and the Larayas. They are on one hand and Shechotami on the other, because Abizor, so he had a posit. Gilarayas is the Yalfuse Hekesh to Shechotami, but it's a separate aloha. It's not mamish like Shabbat. Shabbat is the Svorer, my Chodesh. So the Svorer of my Chodesh only Shayach. We got the Shabbat is mamish, but we got the Mom and Chavir Marabim, it's not Shayach. Some Mele, and Tisla certainly, he rejects the whole concept, Tisla rejects the whole concept of Abisrai. So Tisla explains it only in the case where the Reifis spells out that Hashem, and he purports that it has curative effect because of the value of the Abisrai. So then there is Aloche of Yehoi Moyah. Now, so Rashi and Tesis reject the concept of Abisrael in Laveris. But who has the Chite, the Ran, the Ramban, and the Rabbi? Alright. Now, Ushur is not Abisrael or Dabo, Gilarai is Rudam Nitani. Rebbe Meir, because the Yochum in Tower Eilu, who took him up and skin and over a day, the Chimayu Ritzeach, it's an Aram Rosso, Hareze Boli Lame, it means Olomei, Makish Ritzeach in Aram Rosso, Man Aram Rosso, it's not till the Napshe, Af Ritzeach, it's not till the Napshe, in Aram Rosso, Ritzeach, Maritzeach Yorik Baal Yadir Af Naram Rosso Teorik Baal Tabeir. So we have two girses here in the Gemara. One girse is Af Naram Rosso Teorik Baal Tabeir. Baal Tabeir, that's the girse in our text. And the other girse, Bodam and Rishim, you say that this is not the correct girse. Because Naram Rosso, the Nivele, she is passive. She doesn't do any maise, so she is not mechuyeves to give up a life. Only the bear who does a maise is mechuyev to be mizmevish himself. But the nivele, she is kakeilon, so it's yadavalyo. So mele de agere is af maritzeach, yolo yadir, af naram also, yehorei beal yadir. It applies to the bear. If an animal forces in Israel to be born Naram Rosso, so is the other. But if the animal wants to force the Naram Rosso, then she is not Mechuyeves to give a life, to give up a life. That's one guess. But the Rishen Wagere is, the girl, the Rishen Wagere is at Naram Rosso, the Holbal Tabea. So either they hold that even by Kaka'ilon, so there is Haloche of Yoel Malyavea. True, Abaye says in Sanhedrin in regard to Esther, the more Esther Kashe. Now, how can we say that the Faresye, so even Manshar Averes, it's Nechuyet to Misanefesh, but Esther was not Misanefesh herself. When Ahasuerus forced her to become his wife, so Abaye says, because Esther was Kakayim. So the Amenei Rishayim will say that by Esther there was no Issar of Arayis, even though there is a Gemara in Megillah, but we may survive. The imo, we call him more the halibas. I'll take halibas and libais. That she was married to Mordechai, so she was the nishishish. So some of the shame say that not all the chachomim agree with that rosh. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, when Abaye says Esther kakeilo moiso, he is chilek on that rosh of I'll take halibas and libais. That Esther was married to Mordechai. So Esther was a knuya according to Abaye. So it's only a nisea of chitun, and bas yisroel aniveles ligoy. So that's choriso, that's not a rayas, because there is no chivkores when a nochri is bal bas yisroel. So mele, so the whole chiyuv of Miseras Nefesh b'faresi is on the basis of Kiddush Hashem and the Issa of Chil Hashem. So by Kalkeilom there is no chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem. Masha'im kim ba'arayas mamesh, there it's not on the basis of Kiddush Hashem. There it's because of the chim or Issa, that Issa arayas is not nitre in the case of Kiddush Nefesh. So in Kalkeilom it's not nitre. Or as Abnetam says in Sanhedrin, in Ksubes, that Bias Akum is Kibias Behemos on Mele, there is no Issa of Arias, even if she's an Ishishish. So it's only a Nisea of Bias Akum, and Bias Akum is not Arias. So it's like Sholishum. So that's why, by Kalkeilam Abaye says, there is no din of Yorba Yavra, but by Arias Mamesh. So then, even by Kakeilom, there is a din of Yorba Yavra. So the Bishenim, who are Geiris, Naram Rosso, Tehorim Al Tavriya, either they say that by Arias Mamesh, there is no Aloch of Kakeilom, and Kalkeilom Abaye mentions only in connection with Esther, where he didn't involve Arayas. Why? Because according to Abaye, Esther was not an Ishishish, or even according to Abnetam, even if she was an Ishishish, but Bias Akum is Mufke of the Yisar of Ishishish, and it's only an Yisar of Bias Akum, so that's like Shor and Suri. Or Taisa says that we can say that even by Arayas there is a heter of Kalkeilom by Arayas Mamish, but and still accept the Gilsay Afnaram Rosso Tehorim Al Taver, because in the case where she's not a Kalkeilom, suppose the Anos tells the Naram Rosso, you force the veil upon yourself. In other words, where he forces her, otherwise will kill you. In other words, that she should take the initiative and be active, you know, and not just be passive and submit to us. So then it's the whole about Tavia. But if the Anus tells her, you keep quiet, don't scream, because if you scream, if you protest, if you oppose me, I'll kill you, then she is not the Huyeves to be misanefesh herself because of Kalkeilom. So anyway, and some Bishani, so rejected yourself Afnaram Rosso Tehorim Al Taver, and the Ageris instead, Afnaram Rosso Yehorim Al Taver. Right. Now, here the Gemara says, "Tanya Rebbe Imer Kasher Yokum Mishal Rei Otzochin Nefesh Kim Adavar Hazeh Vechimayni Ritzeach Et Naram Rosso." Rabbi said, "Bo Lamed Nitzolamed." How does Rashi explain? Rabbi said, "Bo Lamed Nitzolamed." Rashi explains it one way, and Rabbi Nachmanel explains it the other way. Makish hareize b'olami nintzolam. How does Rashi explain it? Malo madum ritziach naram rosso, vale pirish boines poter, pirichsiv la nara li sase gavo, el nire ki nishe ritziach b'olami tkan, v'nintzo shehu kashkan li islami tkan. ויוחק אומר שריצח כנערו שניים שווים כמו יבואו כעם פיקן ורינם אבואו העם פיקן. So on the surface it appears as if the posse is trying to tell us that ריצח is the מלמד and נערם רוסו is the לומד, but actually ריצח is not only a מלמד, ריצח is a לומד. And Naram Rosso is not only Lomei, but Naram Rosso is also Lomei. But on the surface, it appears that the Torah mentions Ritzeach as the Melamed. What does it mean? Now, let's see Lashon HaPasuk. According to Rashi, the Pshat in the Gemara is the Torah says the Na'ara is Asidavo. In other words, she doesn't get any punishment. Why? Because she's an Anusha. Then the Torah says, so on the surface it appears that the reason is why the Torah mentions Ritzeach here. Why did the Torah mention Ritzeach? Who is dealing now with the Ritzeach? Who is concerned about the Ritzeach? The Torah is discussing the status of the Na'aran who also was raped. The Torah says you're not allowed to mete out any punishment to him. Na'aran also, because she's not at fault. What could she have done? Somebody, Roshe, you know, raped her, so it's not at fault. So you can't punish her. So why does the Torah have to say, Kasher Yochum Yishal Rei, or Tzokin Eshna, or was it? The Torah already mentioned the reason. Even Na'aran had noticed, because she's a Musa. So the Torah has to mention the Musa. It is just like a Ritzeach who kills the victims. So is it the fault of the victim? What is it fault? Is the fault of the Ritzeach? So you have to, why do we need this analogy? So on the surface it appears that the reason as to why the Torah mentions the analogy, even though that's completely unnecessary, it's superfluous. The Torah could have said, the Na'aran is asking the Lord, Eila Na'aran Chitmos. Without saying Tashiyot Mishalei or talking about Shemal Maze, we didn't understand it. We would understand it. She's faultless. We have to, the Torah has to mention the analogy with the Ritzeach and without the analogy of Ritzeach. So she's faultless. Let's say that in case of Ritzeach, where sometimes a person, you know, provokes the Ritzeach. So then the analogy wouldn't be perfect. But here, she's certainly faultless. Why do the Torah have to mention Ki Asher Yochum Yishal Rei Urtzoch HaNefesh Kinah Levazeh? So on the surface, the Pasuk purports to tell us that the Ritzeach is the Melamed and Na'aran also is a Lamed. In other words, Ritzeach is the Melamed just as the victim is faultless by Ritzeach, so Na'aran also is faultless in case of rape. That's how it appears on the surface. But actually, the Torah in mentioning the analogy between Ritzeach and Na'aran also has a double purpose. Not only to tell us that Ritzeach is the Melamed and Na'aran also the Lamed, but that Na'aran also is the Melamed and Ritzeach is the Lamed. In what situation? In the case of Friday. In the case of Friday, so then we don't have any passage in the Torah that if somebody is really barachaveli or gay, so we are mechuyev to kill the redeif in order to save the other. even though Pesach says it's kasha. We have the pasuk in Parshat Machteres, where the Parshat Machteres doesn't say that we are mechuyev to kill the ganev who breaks in. You know, in Machteres we motzei haganev, the hukah b'meis, ain't we done it? In other words, it doesn't get nisim. It's a rishus. He's not a ritzeach. But not that he's mechuyev. Mashein came by a real reading, there is a chiyuv to kill the reading if there is no other way of saving the life of the nearer. So how do we know that? There is no posik gabi tzeach, but there is a posik gabi nara morosa, because the Torah says gabi nara morosa kivasodim mitzo. That's the next verse. There is no one to help. No one is there. Of course, in New York, you find cases where a person commits rape in the subway. In the subway, and there are probably 100 people in the subway or more, or a few hundred people, and no one does anything about it. Mind your own business, you see. But that's not a normal situation. So the normal situation is, if there are people around, so we can't remain indifferent in face of such a terrible thing. So the Torah says, but Basodom it's all. There was no one around, they mishialo. Hoyish mishialo, matzilim. Ba'afil binafishalim. So where is the Torah mentioned that there is a locha of matzil minafsho reading from the Galta Arayis, not the Galta Shevodomim? So here, because of that hekesh, of kashyoku shishalri or tzoche nefshki hadavar hazeh, so Naram Rosso is the lamei of Ritzich. So, even though on the surface it appears that Ritzich is the lamei of Naram Rosso, but Naram Rosso is also the lamei of Ritzich. And in what situation? In respect to Nihlatzel Gnafi. And in what situation is Ritzeach the Melamei of Arayes? That's in regard to Yorba Yaber. Just as Ritziche is Yorba Yaber, because of Isvora, my Chazis, so by Arayes is also Yorba Yaber. This is how Rashi explain. But let's see, look into the Rach. So Rashi says, Elenire ki misherite adon lamit kan, vininzo shrukash kan, vinislomovina. Ushrukhdomin in oron, kiditanye rebeina, ksidin anayachit mabel, kigasha yokun, ישאלו צוק נפש וכי מה לומד לנו ריצח מעטו וכי ישלים מהר אם יוק מל ריצי הוא צוק אין לי דימודס כמו זו הנער שקורסו קורסו בין הנער חת מודס אלא הרי זו איזה הנער אמיני אלא הרי זו הנער בוסו מלמי לאחרים במין צוהי למידו. You see, just the reverse of Rashi. Rashi says, "Haribol lamed, nirek misharitzia bol lamed, v'nin tzolomed." And he says, "Haribol lamed, not ritzia bol lamed, but nire that naram rosso is bol lamed." Because the question, I have the same question. Why do you talk of the nation? Kashiyot mishari yotzoch nefshna hazeh. It needs an explanation. Even Arachetnish with mother is very simple. It's as simple as 2 times 2, it's 4. Maybe more. So why do the Torah have to say, Kikashiyok Mishal Reyo Tzokhi Nefesh, Nandova Hazeh? So on the surface it appears that the Torah put it in order to tell us that Naram Rosso is the Nulamid of Ritzichet. But actually, not only Naram Rosso is the Mlamed of Ritziche. Ritziche is the Mlamed of Naramos. It's just the reverse of, there is no practical Nafkemine, but on a theoretical level, the Abrahamel's Pshatim Gemara is just the reverse of Rashi. Chimal manu ritzeach ve'ato v'chiyei shleina min yokma ve'yo tzochein li'di modes mizu anaro shikosu po in l'anaro chet modes ala arei zu anaro posa l'lami l'acherin v'nim tse sili meida huk she zu anaro ritzeach ma ritzeach yoga yabe kach naram roso in yima wa yishmeili hi shodo li'din lav It is interesting why the Rav Nachman, I mean that's not, maybe I shouldn't even mention it, but it's interesting anyway. I mean, why does the Rav Nachman say, you gave a lot of Yishmaeli? You gave a lot of Anas Yishmaeli, or Netzri, or whatever he is. What difference does it make whether he's a Buddhist or a Christian or a Muslim or a pagan or whatever he is? I mean, and even if Chas v'Shalom is a Jew, I mean, what difference does it make? I think I have a theory because, you know, Rabbi Nachman Hillel, so he was under the, he lived in North Africa. In his days, the Christians ruled there. In his days, then, a few years later, so the Muslims took over. Seriously. So, some melee, the Rabbi Nachman was cautious. In other words, because, I mean, even though it was before the censorship was officially introduced, but they were Muslim, you know, in those days too, they were Muslim who used to tell all kinds of stories to the governments, you know, of the Goy. So if you would say that if a Goy tells her he shamed him, so then they'll have trouble. So he put down in Yimala Ishmaelim, so there wouldn't be any bitter cautious. That shows, I mean, how cautious the Chachm of Yisrael were. I mean, that's my theory, but anyway, you can forget it. I mean, in Yimala Ishmaelim, he shomeli, bim labim hildeis, hildeich, tihorek, valtishmalek, bim tofsob nischazikolo, eino chet modus, ve ritzia gufe shal meida memenu, הנערם נולם בדין לאור ביאבר, סנוריו, קראו דור שקמי דרובה, אומר לי, אומר לי מורה, דרוי, איזו קטרי, פלן וקטרי, עוד. So, הרי זה בעולם, אם אתה לא במקשר אצל נערם רוס, 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 המליצח, מליצח, דור ביאבר, אף נערם רוס, תיאורי, בלתה, ביאבר, ושפחסדם עם גופם נולם, סנוריו, Omali, that was the mayor of the city. Omali, Zil Katl, Litvanya. You see, the mayors in those days were much more corrupt than the mayors today. Today, if somebody is caught, so it's a question, you know, of corruption. But the mayors in those days, so were ready to do, you know, to do what the Arab Rishonim are doing now, you know, just to terrorize the Jews. I mean, to tell them, kill, if not, we'll kill you. Omri Mordroye, Omri Zil Katole Planye, the Lil Katlinolo, Omri Liktiluch, the Lil Tikte, my cousin is Domri Dorsumikte, you're the Domri Daru Gabrosumikte. How do you know that you're blood is redder? Maybe his blood is redder. Now suppose he finds out that the person that the anus tells him to kill suffers from a certain disease of leukemia that means that he has a shortage of the red blood corpuscles, so in that case he's not going to misnourish himself. You'll find certain happen today who will say such nonsense, and on the basis of that expression, but it means that the soul of any other person is as precious before God as your soul. Don't think that your soul is more precious before God. The soul of any other person is just as precious. You have Mechaperim today who consider themselves Mechaperim and Poskim, who will Poskim that it's all right to make a transplant and to take out the heart of a person who has no hope to live in order to save the life of somebody else. The doctors say that he'll be able to live. And on the basis of such looking, because his blood is not good anyway. All right, now, let's see the tastes. Atnara moroso, yohorim al yad. Pirish abeir, avohi tivoyer v'lo tihorim. Dikar ka'ilami, ki dilom abid ben seo omere, uverish ksuves name polich, v'lidreish lihu deinishom. So tastes mentions a riot from the morning suit. That a woman is not mechuyebes to mishnefesh herself when an anos tries to rape her, and even if she can save herself from the rape by screaming, but if that means that he'll kill her when she starts screaming, she's not mechuyebes to scream. She's not mechuyebes to scream. That's the morning Sumet. You see, so as far as the Gemara of Karka Elon is concerned, all right, so there are all kinds of truths in that Abaye says Karka Elon only in respect to Esther, because Esther didn't involve any self-arayas, either because Abaye rejects the Troshe Altikoli Basa Lubais Shalom Yisuel Mordechai, or because even if he doesn't reject, so it's mutkir b'yisarishish. It only involves a nisar of b'yisakum, and that's not a rayas. So, that routine. But how about this Gemara? Iksubes? That's Gemara in Freshes. Let's see the Gemara in Iksubes. Thank you. Now, the Gemara in Suva says, you know, there's the Mishnah, Psula Nisroim Obi. So there is a Tachanas Chachamim, that the Psula has to get married to Yom Obi. Then the Gemara in Suva says, that Afu Moni Bein. Umisakone Beir, if no Agoron, it has been Shlishi. Because of the Sakone, so the custom was adapted for Psula to get married. But they didn't stop anybody from getting married to Imovi. They still allowed Jewish women to get married to Imovi. They shouldn't have allowed it in order to prevent Chas V'Sholem their execution. Why would they say the Lenich? Omar Rabbe de Amre Psu Anis Imovi Tiboy Lehegmen Tchil. That was in the days when the days of Antiochus, you know, before the revolt by Matisyahu. So that was one of the zeras by Antiochus, the Psula Anises, because they wanted to demoralize the Jewish people. So they issued such a decree, the Psula Anises, you know, Tiboyel Hegmen Tchil. So hay sakone in isu. So why is it called sakone? It should say umeines veilech nagu hom mitin bishlishi. Why did it say sakone? So the Gemara says mishum diket snuyes di maskan nafshaya liktole. The asya li sakone. Because they wore certain snuyes Cornelius, who gave up their lives in order not to be raped by the headmaid. So because of that, it's called Zakon. Then the Gemara the Kashi, the Midrash Lidein Eshore. So Rashi says, Midrash Lidein Eshore, the Nivellas Beines in the Seras al Bailo. Yeah, finally come to the Dalit when he will meet me so the names are not shy when he say. So let the Chachomim announce that our Musa is Metalas with Bible Israel. So Mele, they wouldn't be Mesa Nefesh themselves with me say anymore. Because like this, they felt they would be Asura to their husbands for the rest of their life. So they decided to give up their lives. But if they know that they will not be Asura, so then they will not give up their lives. So isn't it mashma from this Gemara that they are not mechuyev to give up their lives? Because if they are mechuyev, so how can the Chachamim tell them, listen, you will be mutaris to your husbands? Why? In order to enable some women not to give up their lives, but they are mechuyev to give up their lives. So it's a Gemara Mefureshes that they are not mechuyev to give up their lives. It's a Gemara Mefureshes. Now, so what? How about the Rishonim, who are geiris, Now I'm also told about that there, and they don't limit it to the case, where you know the anus tells the woman, you bring over the bail upon yourself, and they apply it to the other guest. Rabbi Hananel says, in Yemalo Hayishmeili, he shomali, he doesn't ask her to become active, to take an initiative, to be quiet. He shomali, be passive. So she still chuyebes to give up a life. Shouldn't have been passive. She should scream, but then it'll kill her. So she's chuyebes to subject herself to the killing by the Yishmael. So how does the Gemara say the leaders of the Yishmael? So it's a strong kasha. It's Gemara fresh. So Yishmael in the kasha of Karkeil and Sanhedrin. So they're parents that by Esther it wasn't the Arayas. It was surely so. Be a sack. Not Arayas. Not Yishmael. But this is the Gemara of the kasha. Now she confesses in Subes a stoop shot on this Gemara. If you look it up, you'll see. So, one pshat is the Gemara asks here, Hai sakone inesu? Omar Rabbe de Amra Psua and Yishanis and Yima Bi Tiboyo lehegmen trio. So the Gemara is the Kashi, Hai sakone inesu? Avoid the Teres, Mishum Bi Nike. Tznu es di maschen apshaya liktore. Di maschen apshaya liktore. So the male, certain women lost their lives. So that's why the brides are using the Russian me'asakonevim, not machmasinism.